Hello. How is everyone doing? This is Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast. Well, we keep it real and real all the way real, all the way around the board, man. Ain't no faking, ain't no fronting, ain't no stunting. Happy New Year's. Man, 2022, what it do? You know what I'm talking about? That's real talk, man. I would just like to thank God for blessing us with another beautiful year of living. Man, so much happened in 2021, you know, a lot of things happened, man. You know, we lost a lot of people. A lot of things happened good, a lot of things happened bad, you know what I'm saying? And I just thank God for this engineering my mindset to be able to withstand every test and every storm that's sunk. We got to deal with it. We got to figure out a way to deal with it. And it's not easy. It's always hard. Man, thank you guys for support. Thank you guys for having me, man. Before I get started, I want to let you guys know that, man, Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast is on and popping. So is the Max Tax Business Firm, man. If you need anything done for us, your taxes, we do credit restoration. We have notary, man, the Max Tax Business Firm. You can find it on every major platform. You can find it on Gmail. You can find it at Gmail, themaxtax@gmail. You can go to Instagram and find the Max Tax on IG and Facebook. Man, at the end of this podcast, I'll give you all the information you need to either go into the office or call in, man. It doesn't matter, man. At the Max Tax, man, they're prepared to deal with you virtually or in person. Man, thank you guys again, man. This has been a tremendous year, ending of a tremendous year. I pray for all the families that's experienced loss and dealing with this COVID and dealing with other issues, man, because we had more than COVID just going on. But if you look at the news and understand it and look at all the outlets there, thank you. The only thing that's killing our people is COVID, and that's not true. They got a bunch of senseless murders that's going on, man. The day before yesterday, I'm in Houston. They had a 15-year-old girl get shot 22 times. You know, walking her dog. I don't know how many of you guys pay attention to the news, but it was terrible. You know, I saw a mom on the news, and a mom had made it. The baby had 15 years old on the honor roll and everything. I'm not saying she 15 years old and didn't have a boyfriend or wasn't into things just because she's smart and on the honor roll. That don't mean, man, these kids today making moves that we never thought of making at that age. But anyway, whatever it wasn't worth her getting 22 bullet holes put in her. You know, whatever it may have been nothing. You know, because they're taking lives for nothing out here today. In New Orleans, a 12-year-old child was killed, you know, left for dead on the back of a New Orleans East back road. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, man, it ain't no age bracket or no certain age. This happening to old and young. But anyway, the girl went out there to walk her dog, and I guess what she do every night, walk her dog, and her family heard shots. They didn't really react to all the shots, because when you hear a barrage of bullets, you kind of stay still and try to see what's going on next. The dog came scratching on the door trying to get inside. So when they opened the door and saw the dog without their loved one, they ran out there trying to see where she was. She was laying in the field around the corner, you know, fighting for her life. You know, she was still living at that time, but she passed away before EMS was able to reach her. But it's sad, man, to see a mother on the news asking for help in solving the murder of a 15-year-old girl. Man, so just keep the family in prayer. It's been crazy. Even that in October and November and December of the ending of the year, and it had some, man, crucial things that was happening. I mean, falls for, you know, killings, man, falls for murder, suicide, man. You know, we got to be connected to something that's greater than ourselves, man, because it's a spiritual warfare out here. I don't know if y'all may not be religion. No, I'm not into religion. I'm into believing in God through His Son Jesus Christ in the kingdom. You know, I when I done my research and I read, I didn't read, and there wasn't really speaking of religion till man came into play. And when man came into play, that's when religion came into play. And if you understand the word of God said, man, don't listen to man, listen to me in words. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no biblical scholar, so I can't quote correct the scriptures or nothing like that. I'm just a street prophet, you feel me? Check it out though. But he say, man, look. I give my only begotten Son, you know what I'm saying? And he said, for the people, for the earth, you know what I'm saying? And you know, man, not for no religion, not for no town, not for no, for the kingdom of God, man, for my people. I will give my only begotten Son, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, for each his own. I'm not trying to preach to you guys or trying to be, this perfect person. Nah, I'm far from that, man. It's just hard, you know, going through, you know, this murdering, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you have loved ones that been murdered and killed and took from you before, you know. I've experienced many, many, many deaths, man, and you know, and I mean, it's not easy, you know, grieving is hard, man, but You got to find a way. You know, I don't think a human being can basically find a way on his own how to live on and live and push past the pain without surrendering to God. That's just my opinion. That's me personally. You know, that's just how I feel. That's just how I think. Cause you know, I'm going through it right now, and I know without God, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. Period. Mentally, spiritually, or physically. So I give him all the glory and the honor and thanks, man. Say what you want, think what you want. That's just how I'm coming. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted, though. Don't get it twisted. But I do give him all the glory and all the praise and the honor, man, because he deserved it, man. He deserved it, man. He showed up and showed out many times. Still doing it right now. But, man, 21 was a fool. 21 was really challenging, man, you know, to everyone. I know it was, you know. Not just everybody have a story, man, individual story that has been playing out in their life or in the life of someone they know, man. So, you know, man, God is the only person, Jewish Son, Jesus Christ, man, is the only help, is the only refuge, man. You know, God said, I'll be your refuge, man, and that's the truth. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't trying to beat your head up with, you know, religion, you know, for each his own. But I pray for everyone. I just don't pray for myself. I pray for everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what he said too, you know what I'm saying? Be a server, be selfless with your prayers, you know what I'm saying? But 2022, yo, man, what are we gonna do? I know me, man. I'm trying to be the best, man, version of myself I can possibly be. I'm trying to top the person I was last year, yesterday, the day before yesterday. Every day I try to elevate myself, you know what I'm saying? Take care of my mindset. Get me some good literature and stay on the path of goodness, of righteousness, you know what I'm saying? Not just trying to be bitter and evil. You know, we control our happiness. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. And ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that, man. And you will reap the seeds you sow. So if you sowing evilness, if you're sowing bitterness, if you're sowing unhappiness and pain, you're going to reap that. You might don't reap it right offhand, but maybe your kids may reap it. Your kids' kids may reap it, but it's going to be reaped. You feel me? Because anything you plant will grow back, whether it's negative or positive. It's coming back to you. Believe it. Man, but Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast has been a blessing to me, man. I've been on Anchor for the past few years now. Anchor has been a real support to my vision and what I plan and what I dream to do. You know what I'm saying? I give all glory to God, man. The Brothers at Peace been a tremendous, man, just a tremendous platform for me. As well, reaching out to the youth, man, and just, you know, sharing with them and letting them know that, man, it gets better. They don't have to take certain routes if they don't want to. You know what I'm saying? They can turn right and feel good about it and still be the person God made them to be. And see, because a lot of our youngsters trying to live in the footsteps of fakeness, because what they're seeing and what they're receiving is not real. It's fake. The internet stuff, this and that, man, it's not authentic. So they're trying to mimic that, but it's not right because they're being cheated. They're not being told the truth. You know what I'm saying? So that's where we come in at. You know what I'm saying? We try to intervene in between the bull crap and the foolishness and try to share with them and show them that, man, it's bigger than what they see. It's bigger than what they hear. It's bigger than what they feel, man. Just trust and believe, man, and just receive what we're telling you. And we only can reach those who want to receive. You know, everybody's not going to want to receive, man. No, man, everybody ain't going to be willing to take this. You know what I'm saying? But I thank God that, you know, he give us a platform to do what we need to do and to keep it real for the kids, keep it real for the streets, man, keep it real for those who are really living it, man, out here. You know what I'm saying? Living it, really living it. You know, they got people starving right here in America, man. You don't have to go in a third world country to see starvation and moaning and groaning, man. We was in Atlanta for the Saints game, man. We riding down Peachtree, man, and you get to an area, man, where you see nothing but tents. You know what I'm saying? Same thing if you go to New Orleans. The same thing in Houston. The same. Every city, every major city got a major hub where homeless people are. And it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like that, man. We have our people have come along with black people. Just think about a football team. You have at least 15 to 20 millionaires on one team that's black. That's black. And no one never came up with a plan or some kind of recipe to come together. And that's what it is, man. Nobody don't want to come together. Everybody want beef. Everybody want to challenge this person. Everyone want to go against this person. Everybody want to, you know, just do the opposite of what we really supposed to be doing as a people, man. We supposed to be coming together, teaching and reaching. But we want to outball each other. I'm not into that. Then that's done that. You know what I'm saying, man? I love having fun. Don't get me wrong. And I'm supposed to because I'm a boss. You feel me? I paid the way. You know, I done paid the cost to be the boss. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you got young brothers that don't want to go through nothing, but won't be bosses. You know what I'm saying? You can't, it don't work like that, young blood. You know what I'm saying? You got to actually go through something to be something. You know, nothing don't happen overnight, man. Even in relationships, man, people want the perfect relationship. You want this, you want that, but you don't want to go through nothing to have it. I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not from that era. I'm from the era where, you know, it's blood, sweat, and tears. You know, you got to go through something to be something. You got to have a couple of you got to have some scars, some wounds. You got to have some scrapes. You can't just thank you for be a part of something and just win all of a sudden. Nah, man, winning don't come like that. when it comes to training, when it comes to work at, when it comes to focusing, you know, understanding, you know, learning, teaching as well. You feel me? So, you know, man, everything I believe I understand now for whatever happens for a reason. You know, at first, I couldn't understand why certain things happen and why things happen the way they happen. And, you know, I used to be hurt, man, my feelings, man, I used to be crushed. But, you know, as I understood more and I matured and I read more and I learned how to find me a quiet spot and just meditate and, you know, talk to God, man. You know what I'm saying? God is the only one who will never turn his back on you. You know, he'll listen to everything. I mean, everything. He listened to it. So, you know, if I can be a light, a ray of sunshine in any situation, that's what I want to. You know, because we can control our own happiness. Believe that. You know, we control who we are. We control what we be like when we wake up in the morning. You know, you can wake up on the right side of the bed, you wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Or you can wake up with joy in your heart, Thanksgiving, or you wake up with bitterness and hatred and evilness and just be one wreck shop. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man, that take a lot of energy out you. It does, man. It take a lot out you. You know what I'm saying, man? This trip to Atlanta this weekend was beautiful. It was peaceful. It was, you know, something me and my wife needed. You know, just us. You know what I'm saying? And we enjoyed each other. And we man, it was cool. Man, the Saints got the win. So, you know, even though we fell short of the playoffs, it's cool. I'm not upset by that because, like I said, 21 was rough. Not just for us. You know what I'm saying? Not just for the grass. It was rough for everybody. It was rough. Massive. You know what I'm saying? The COVID running wild. You got the fake. You got the fake positives. You got the real positives. You got the people that with the underlying symptoms that's getting sick. You know what I'm saying? You got all kind of misinformation that's going on. You got people scared. You got people driving in a car locked up with their windows up with a whole mask on in a car by themselves. And for each his own, you know. I know people that took the that took the vaccination. I know people that didn't. For each his own. It shouldn't matter if a person did or they didn't. If that's their own free will. If they want to, they want to. If they don't, they don't. Why hold something against somebody that want to do something that they're free to do? I'm not with that. You know, I'm not bashing you if you did, but I'm not bashing you if you didn't. You feel me? So it shouldn't matter if you did or you didn't. If you did, that's your business. If you didn't, that's your business. It shouldn't matter. You feel me? So, you know, that's another subject for another time. But, yeah, we lost a lot of people, man. Man, Young Dolph, you know what I'm saying? That's another example of, a special one, you know, a real, real special one, man. That God done a lot for a lot of people, man. Especially people that was tied directly to him, his family, man. And to have somebody snake the organization like that and come in and, you know, so, man, it's bad, but it's hard to trust these days, man. And that's Dolph is an example of that. You feel me? And it's sad, but that, you know, our people could be brainwashed, you know, instead of, you know, coming together, we'll better destroy something that's nurturing and loving and that's taking care of so many. We'll rather kill that and, you know, live off that instead of trying to add to it. Man, it's crazy, man. They say, man, watch your friends and keep your enemies close to you. You know what I'm saying? That's how it go. It's crazy, bro, but that's how we living. Man, Rest in peace, Dolph, man. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. Yeah, man. But I'm happy to be able to, you know, have this platform. But I hate being a bearer of bad news. Every time I record, every time I get on, it's something crazy or something that just don't make no sense. Something so disrespectful that happened, man. It's killing, killing, killing. And, you know, we can't get immune of it, man. We can't get immune to it because we do. We are part of the problem. You know, we got to find a separation point, man. Yeah, we got to live. You know, we not going to allow nobody to kill us. But at the same time, man, we can't be looking to do that, man. We got to have a state of mind of a thing, you know, just a peace. You know what I'm saying? Protect ourselves if we got it, but because some people just not going to get it. But for the ones that do get it, let's protect them, man. Especially if they doing so much for the community. If they standing up strong and feeding people and making things possible for different families, man. Why take them away? That's an oxymoron, yo. Why take them away? That don't make sense. Man, it's time to pay the bills, man. Like I said, Max Tax Business Firm, man. You can find it at 22738 Cypress Wood Drive. That's in Spring, Texas, 77373. You can't miss it. The office number is 281-784-2153. That's Max Tax Business Firm, man. You can't, man, look, if you're trying to get anything done on that level of getting your taxes prepared, man, deal with the real professionals, man, then it's up to $6,000 loan, you know, loan modification. Then you can get the credit restoration. They have financial education, you know, consulting and coaching, notary. You can't miss it. One-stop shop. You can get it how you live. You can get anything you need to get done on a financial level and get your taxes done, man. Commercial, private, business entity. Them sisters getting it done over there, man. You can call Max Tax at 281-784-2153. Man, again, this has been the first of 2022. I'm confident that this year will be way better than next year. Minus the debts. More celebration, more congratulations, more success, more this, less, man, less drama, and more love, man. This is your boy Anthony London, Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast. Let's go.